Questions and Answers. There is a weekly test that is not just for school children. Question. I have heard the fourth commandment in Exodus 20 verses 8 through 11 described as the test commandment. What does this mean for Christians? Answer. To succeed in school, students learn to follow their teacher's instructions and learn their lessons carefully. But few realize that God is testing us in a special way every week. Are we following our teacher's instructions, Matthew 19, verse 17, and absorbing his lessons for us? Scripture tells us that God rested on the seventh day of the creation week, Genesis 2, verses 1 through 3, and Exodus 20, verse 11. He created or made, Mark 2, verse 27, the day of rest holy by resting, while he made all else by working. He did not need to rest because he was tired, Isaiah 40, verse 28. He is spirit and never tires. By resting on the seventh day of the creation week, from sunset Friday to sunset Saturday, God sanctified the Sabbath, setting the example for Adam and his descendants to follow. The one who became Jesus Christ, in John 1, verses 1 through 5, and verses 10 through 14, is the one who ceased from his labor of creation, Colossians 1, verses 13 through 16, and Mark 2, verse 28. Jesus made it clear that the seventh day was made for mankind, Mark 2, verse 27, and Exodus 20, verses 8 through 10. God intended the weekly Sabbath, this word means rest in Hebrew, to be a refreshing blessing for mankind, Deuteronomy 5, verse 14, and Exodus 23, verse 12. God knew that human beings would need periodic rest and change from work. But the purpose for keeping God's Sabbath goes far beyond simply resting on that day. We need that time each week to have close spiritual contact with God through prayer, Bible study, and fellowship with other believers. God's Sabbath is not to be treated lightly or forgotten. We are commanded in Exodus 20, verse 8, "Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy." It is a memorial of God's restoration of the earth and the creation of mankind, reminding us who the Creator is. How is keeping the weekly Sabbath a test? It is a test of our obedience to God. Real belief in God means active obedience. Read Acts 5, verse 29 and verse 32, and Romans 16, verses 25 and 26. Those who really believe God will do as he says and will keep his Sabbath. Sabbath keeping was a test to see if the ancient Israelites would obey God. Read Exodus 16, verses 4 and 5, and verses 22 through 24. Even before he revealed all 10 commandments to them in codified form. Exodus 20, verses 1 through 17. Observing the Sabbath day was also to be a special sign of identification between God and his people. Exodus 31, verses 13 and 16 through 17. God wanted ancient Israel to remember that he is creator, sustainer, and supreme ruler over all his creation. So he singled out Sabbath observance as the one great sign by which they would always be reminded of who he is and who they were, his chosen people. Many professing Christians are willing to acknowledge that the other 9 commandments should be kept in some way today, but reject and refuse to literally obey just one commandment, the 4th. So we see that the Sabbath command is a crucial test of obedience, for it identifies those who have surrendered to God and are striving to obey all of his commandments. Jesus regularly attended religious services on the Sabbath day, as his custom was, in Luke 4, verse 16 and 31. He obeyed his own command to meet with other believers every Sabbath, Leviticus 23, verse 3. This is the day he would naturally have observed, because he originally made the Sabbath holy by resting and ordained that it be kept holy from that time forward. It was also the Apostle Paul's custom to keep the Sabbath. Read Acts 17, verses 1 through 2. Other evidence shows the early church of God observed the Sabbath. In Acts 13, verses 13 through 15, verse 42, verse 44, Acts 18, verse 1, verse 4, and verse 11. Those who are striving to obey God today and to do what he says, Luke 6, 46, are also keeping the same day that Jesus, Paul, and the entire true church always kept. They are passing God's test every seventh day of the week. Please request our free literature, Which Day is the Christian Sabbath? You can order from the tomorrowsworld.org website or by contacting the regional office nearest you. All of our literature is absolutely free of charge and available on audio CD upon your special request.